Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor, gonna greet him with a smile, and shake the hand of a stranger sitting tall to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself through another's eyes. See, I'm gonna try and change the world. Yeah. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take you one day at a time. I made my resolution.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it's good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and my name is Michael, and I am a psychic medium and have been gifted most of my life. And, you know, I appreciate my gifts, and I appreciate you tuning into the show today. Yeah, we're back at night, and so that's a good thing. So I appreciate you, and if you would like to be a part of the show, you can do so by calling me at 347-327-9316, I would love to hear from you. Well, let's go ahead and open the show with prayer, and then we'll be taking your calls. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother, God, I just ask that you would just help me move completely out of the way, and any nerves that I might have would be settled down, and that you'd use me like you always do on this program. Upon another God, I turn the focus to the listeners of this program right now, and I ask that you would just touch their needs physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, whatever needs they have tonight, that you would just touch those and open doors for them. I feel like that you're going to open doors for a lot of people in the near future, and so I appreciate you doing that. Surround all of us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen. Let's go ahead and take the call that I have. 702, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in tonight. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing today, sir?
Hello, you're on air.
Hey. I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
I was calling to ask a question. I was calling in to see, I've been asking for a certain blessing, and I just want to know, what do you see blocking it from coming?
Okay, I feel like that there's, even though you want it, I feel like that there's a little bit of fear that's blocking this. But I would also tell you that I feel like if you are going to get this blessing, I would say, possibly next week or even before that, I feel like that will break free. But just manifest that into your life and just call that into your life. But I definitely see that happening for you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right. All right. We, at this moment, have no callers. I don't think anybody knows that I'm on air. So we'll have to have the angels going and whisper in everybody's ears and say, hey, Michael's on air. So this is the first time that we've been on air at this time for a long time. And it's good to be back on this time of the night. And I was sitting here earlier and, was focusing on spirit and, really felt like that spirit wanted a show tonight. And, so I'm just going to open up the spirit and let spirit use me. I think a lot of times what happens is we're just afraid to step out. And, the one thing that I think that spirit calling all of us to do is to step out more. Not to be afraid to go up to somebody that we don't know and say hi, And I remember there was a time in my life when my grandparents lived in a very small town, and, I almost knew everybody in the town, and nowadays we don't know hardly who's next door to us. And, and I really feel like that in the days ahead, Spirit really wants us to get to know each other. And we're all united anyhow. We're all have the same spirit within us. And so I think that, we just have to be open to change, open to spirit, and say, hey, here I am, use me. And that's what I've done for, I've been reading professionally for the last 7 years. And when I first started reading, I was like, okay, is this something I really want to do? But, I remember, sitting there in that apartment, and one night I was just meditating and focusing on spirit, and spirit said, Michael, I want you to step out. I want you to trust me. And anytime that we do anything metaphysically, it's trust, it's faith, and stepping out on that. So, all right. If you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9316. Even if I'm talking, you can go ahead and call in, and then we'll get you on air with me. Like I said, I don't think anybody really knows I'm on air at the moment. But I hope that you're having a good day and that Spirit's blessing you. I feel like that somebody's out there listening to me right now, and you're just afraid to step out. When I was meditating earlier, that's what I kept getting, saying, hey, just step out and taking that first step in our spiritual growth. A lot of us are at different levels. The one thing that, we have to realize is we're not all at the same level. A lot of us are a little higher and a lot of us are a little lower, but we're all connected. One thing I love about spirit is that we're all connected by the same spirit, and we all grow, in our own time and stuff like that. I'm going to go ahead and look up something that I want to share with you, and so I'm going to do that right now. And I had it a minute ago, but my I'm working on a different computer, and somehow I got rid of it. So let's go ahead and get it back on here with me, and then we'll talk about symptoms of spiritual awakening is what I want to talk about tonight while we're waiting for callers. And so we just don't have dead air. You know, that would, you know, 90 minutes of dead air, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? I guess we could, you know, have a guided meditation or something, but we'll just see how Spirit leads us. And, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, but every time that I open my mic, I have those jitters. I have that nervousness, you know, and I believe that everybody's going to have that from time to time. One of the signs of a spiritual awakening, and, you know, in the last few years, I don't know about you, but there has been a change. You know, there's been a change on our planet, and that's going to continue. So it's good to know what's happening with us. You know, when we don't know what's happening with us, then we go, oh my gosh, you know, I must be going crazy, or you know, something's happening and I don't know what that is. And so, you know, we're going to go over a few of these. And one of them is change of sleep patterns, you know, restlessness, hot feet, waking up two or three times a night. And I have this every once in a while. I don't sleep very well at night, you know, and so it's just this, you know, part of the spiritual awakening, you know, so that's just one of the symptoms. I haven't had really the hot feet, but I know some other people that have experienced that. But a lot of my sleep patterns have been like whacked out, and so we just have to, you know, realize that that's just a part of our awakening process. While I'm talking, if you would like to call into the show, the call-in number, I'll keep giving that out to you, is 347-327-9316, because we might have some new listeners tonight that not, you know, you're not used to me, and you're going, who is this guy? And so, but get to know me. I'm a good guy. And so, you know, I think so anyhow. So another sign of awakening is activity at the crown of the head. You know, a lot of times I have like this tingly feel. Have you ever had like, you know, it just feels like somebody's touching your head, just like that tingle feel? And that could be one of the signs that of awakening for you. Sudden waves of emotion. You know, crying at the drop of a hat. You know, feeling suddenly angry or sad with little, nobody provoking you. Emotional roller coaster. You know, you go with those highs and then you go to the lows. And so, you know, so if you're having an emotional roller coaster, it could be several things happening, but one of them is, you know, it could be one of the signs of awakening, you know, just, you know, the one thing that I've noticed in my own self is, you know, a lot of stuff rising up, you know, trying to deal with a lot of baggage. You know, we carry all this baggage around with us, and then we wonder why we're weighted down. And, you know, and so maybe that's how you're feeling. You just feel weighted down a little bit. And that could be just a lot of emotional stuff needs to come out of you. And one thing that I would tell you is, you know, a lot of times, you know, we're afraid of emotion. You know, guys particularly, you know, we're taught from an early age, a belief system that I grew up with anyhow, was that men don't cry. You know, that's a belief system. And we can either accept that belief system or we can go around that belief system. And I choose to go around that belief system because I really feel like that spirit saying, hey, you know what, Michael, you are an emotional person. You know, you do have emotion. And there's nothing wrong with emotion. It's when we get hung up with it. You know, if we go into a place of anger and we stay in that place, then that's not good. Or, you know, we have unforgiveness. That's not good. And so it's okay to experience emotion. It's just not okay to get lost in emotion, okay? But, you know, emotionally, you might be going through some things right now. Let's go ahead and take a caller that came in. 201, you're on air with me. Could you please say your name for me, please?
Hello?
Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
Hi, how are you?
I am good. I can't complain.
Oh,
So how can I help?
I have an interest in someone that I don't really know that well. We've crossed paths maybe 3 times.
Okay.
And I just find that I'm very drawn to him. But he's
okay.
very, like, about, I guess, his business and work. And he's not very, like, he's very, like, I guess, oriented in that way where he doesn't really try to mingle or I never really see him with females. Like, I just feel like he's about work when I see him. But, like,
yeah.
I kind of get the vibe that he may be a little interested. For some reason, he's not pursuing anything. And I don't know if it's because his mind is strictly on making money and work. But I just feel like I just want to know, like, what it is. Like, what's his deal?
Yeah. I feel like this guy is just so much in his head that he's not paying attention. I mean, I just feel like he's almost like a robot. During the day, he just goes through the emotions and work. I mean, work for him is his life right now, and so I'm telling you, he's not focused on anything else right now except that. So it's going to be a little hard for you to pursue anything with him. But you know, I feel like that there's a possibility. I wouldn't give up on him. And, you know, I feel like it's a good connection. And I feel like the reason why you're drawn to him is I feel like that there's been a past life with him. I don't know if you believe in past lives.
I do.
Yeah, so I feel like that that's what's going on. This, you know, every time you're around him, you just feel something and you don't know what you're feeling. And I feel like it's a past life connection with him. So I wouldn't give up on it. But yeah, you're correct. There's no other women around him. He's just so focused on work and he's almost like a workaholic is what I get.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, so it's just going to be a little hard to get him out of there. But
he's like a big mystery, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyone knows anything about him personally. It's just like he just represents himself at work, and it's like no one ever knows like anything else besides that about him.
Yeah, and he's a very private person. It's going to be really hard to get him out of his shell and to open up. I feel like that he does this as a protection thing. I feel like that he's very very protective of himself. And that's the thing. I mean, he's running away from something emotionally. There is something in his past that he just doesn't want to face. So what he's done, and a lot of people do this, is what they do is they go into their work. So they don't have to dwell. They don't have to think about anything else. They don't have to think about a relationship or anything like that.
Can I tell you that find out that he was in jail when he was younger?
Yeah, and like I said, so, you know, that's...
I don't know if that's what it is, or...
No, I feel like he's just put up a wall, and maybe, you know, in his life he's got hurt, you know, from a relationship, and I just feel like he's like a turtle with his head stuck in. He's not going anywhere. I mean, he's just protecting himself. So I would go ahead and pursue it, but just know it's going to take some time before he opens up to you, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you think also it could be because I'm in a relationship and he kind of knows that, so he even more doesn't give me too much?
Yeah, I believe that. He doesn't know, and I think he's feeling the same thing that you feel, and he doesn't know why. And so this is going to take a little bit of time. Yeah, and if you're in a relationship, and he knows about it, he's not going to step – you know, he's not going to step on anybody's toes. He's just not that kind of guy.
Yeah, I got that feeling from him, too. But I do feel like he gets giddy when he's around me, though. But it's like he won't really give too much, you know?
Right, yeah. You know, my spirit guide keeps showing me a turtle with his head stuck into his shell, and that's how he is right now. He's just really drawn into himself. So, all right?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you would like to be a part of the show, 347-327-9316. If you're, you know, maybe you're experiencing some of these signs of awakening and you want to talk about it, you can call me. or if you have a question, you can call me, or if you just want to talk and say hi. So that's always good. My email address is youareawakening@gmail.com. You can write in questions to that, and I'll answer those on air. A lot of times people are shy and they don't want their voice on air for whatever reason. And so email address for me is youareawakening@gmail.com. Let's go back over and look at some more symptoms of spiritual awakening. Let's go ahead. You know, we talked about this already, but I'll go ahead and talk about it again. Number four, old stuff seems to be coming up as described above. You know, when we were dealing with the emotional stuff, you know, a lot of us have, you know, old stuff that's coming up. You know, like earlier today, I was taking a nap and I had a dream about a place that I used to work. And when I woke up from that dream, I was angry. I just had a whole bunch of anger there. And what was what Spirit was trying to show me is that I hadn't dealt with that. You know, I haven't focused on that. And I need to let that emotion come up and then just let it go out, you know. And, you know, have you ever just felt like, have you ever just felt like something is sitting on your shoulders and, you know, you just felt weighed down? That could be a lot of your stuff that you're just carrying around. And then we wonder why we can't move on, you know, on our spiritual path. It's because we don't want to deal with anything. We don't want to look at that, you know, and we don't want to say, hey, you know, I was hurt there, but now I want to heal that, you know, and I want to move on. I want the blessings in my life. I want Spirit to touch me in a major way. And the one thing that I would tell you, especially right now, in the last 2 years, there has been a shift on how we manifest things. What you need to be really careful about is what you are saying out loud. What are you creating for yourself? If you wake up and, you know, you get out of bed and you go, man, this is going to be an awful day. Guess what? It's probably going to be an awful day because you're creating that. But if you wake up and you say, man, you know what? I'm ready to see what Spirit's going to do in my life today. I'm going to wait and see how Spirit's going to move. Then you're going to have a better day. And so, you know, and the thing is, what we also need to be clear on is what, when we're manifesting, be clear on what we want. You know, be sure that we're asking for the right thing, you know. And you know, it's all in the intent of what we're focused on, you know, so it's like that. Let's go ahead and changes in weight. You know, I've had that in my own life, you know, where there's a lot of changes. You go back and forth. You lose some, you gain some. That could be a sign of an awakening process in you because your body is recalibrating. It's just changing. And that's one thing you have to realize is that your body is changing also. The one thing that I always say is that, you know, you – okay, hold on for a minute. Because I just – one thing you'll learn about me as you listen to the show is this program is spirit-led, and all of a sudden I heard like a voice whispering in my ear, and that's what I was focused on. You know, there's a lot of things, and we're going to go ahead and talk about the signs of awakening, a little bit of those. But there's a lot of stuff going on our planet right now. And the one thing I want to talk about is there seems like that there's this energy of frustration. Have you just felt that? You know, in the last few days, it just feels like that there's a heaviness. And I feel like that there's a collective energy. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. We have that missing plane. We've had the mudslide in Washington. We have earthquakes in California going on. And there's just a lot of stuff going on our planet right now. And so the one thing that we need to do is we need to pray. And you know, and I know a lot of people are probably praying about this plane, but right now I feel like that we're supposed to do that. And you know, wherever this plane is, I want it found. You know, I'm hoping that, you know, the people, like a lot of people, you know, I'm hoping that those people are going to be found somewhere. but we also have to be realistic and stuff like that, and we have to trust Spirit. So let's go ahead and pray about this, and you know, I want this plane found, and because there's a lot of people that need closure on this, and it's just really rough not knowing from day to day, you know, are my loved ones alive, or are they crossed over? So let's go ahead and go to prayer about this, and let's do that right now. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this opportunity to pray, and right now I just ask that you would just have this missing plane found, and in the next few days, and that there would be some kind of closure on this, that people can move on with their lives. And I just ask that you would just do this, and we say namaste, and we say amen. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can call me at 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and let's check in with 201. You're on air with me.
Good evening. Hi, how are you?
I am good. How can I help you?
I have a question. I am 61 years old. I lost my parents 14 years ago. My mother had cancer. My father had cardiac problems.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know if you're able to connect me with them, and
okay,
are there any thoughts or messages that I would need to know? I
okay
haven't really dealt with grieving, and I don't know
right
really the process of grieving and how you know you're finished, and I know I haven't even begun, and it's 14 years
right
later.
Yeah, I think to answer part of your question, I don't think there's any point when you're grieving. I don't think there is an end. I think that it's all in the way we do things, and and you'll grieve when you're supposed to. I feel that. I feel like your mother's energy is pushing through here. Were you really close to her?
Yes, very.
Yeah. And I just feel like that she's pushing through right now, just wanting to reach out and almost like hug you, you know, just to grab you and to embrace you, and I feel like both your parents are very much around you, you know, and you know the one thing I feel like you're getting hung up on is I think a lot of people are saying, you know, why aren't you grieving, you know, why aren't you doing this, and we have to, you know, we just have to do it in our own way. You know, it's like my grandmother. My grandmother has been passed for many years now. And, you know, I still miss her. I still grieve for her, even though I know that she's moved on and she's crossed over. You know, we're never going to lose that. We're always going to have that, you know. So, one thing I would tell you is just be kind to yourself and just move forward at your own pace on this. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I just wanted to know if there are any messages that you may feel from my
okay
mother or my father.
Okay. I just feel like what they're saying to you, especially your mother, she just keeps saying that she loves you and that she's okay and wants you to know that. And now, is there something that you're facing right now, like a challenge or something like that? Because she's saying that you need to draw upon her strength to get through this period that you're in right now. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, a lot, for sure.
Okay, because she's telling me, yeah, and don't tell me what this is because I might get it here. But she's, you know, she's telling me that you just need to draw upon her strength and, Do you feel a presence around you at times?
Yes.
Yeah, and you're very intuitive yourself. Do you know that?
Yes.
Okay, and she wants you to draw upon that more and more. Your intuitive abilities. Don't be afraid of those. You know, a lot of times I think we're afraid of our gifts. Sometimes I know I am. You know, there's periods
mm-hmm
when I go, okay, why do I know this? You know. And so I think a lot of times we get hung up on the fear, but I would just definitely you know, trust the spirit within you to guide you forward. Now, who I keep picking up a name, and this could be with you or it could be with somebody else, but I'm picking up a name, Roger. Does Roger mean anything to you?
Oh, my goodness. Someone that I do know with that name, yes.
Okay. Is this like a friend or somebody you're interested in?
A friend, yes.
Okay.
A friend, a work friend.
Okay, because she, and now are you trying to reach out to them or something
yes.
like that? Because there's, okay.
Yes.
Your mother is saying to do that. You know, not to be afraid to do that. Because everybody mm-hmm. needs somebody in their lives. And, you know, and everything begins with a friendship, so you're taking the right steps. But I kept picking up that name, and I was like, okay, why am I getting this? You know, so
yeah, you are really spot on with that. Actually, the last name is Rogers.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So I would just definitely, you know, pursue that, and just know that your mother is rooting for you and pushing you forward on that. Okay.
Okay, I appreciate it greatly. There's so much to ask you, but I know I can't stay on forever. But I appreciate your help, and thank you.
You can go ahead and ask another question if you want. I don't have any other callers at the moment, so we'll take some time with you if you want to ask another question. That's okay.
Oh, there's so much I want to ask. I have three adult children. My oldest is 30 years mm-hmm. old now. My second will be 29, and my son will be 27. They're
okay.
all college graduates, and my second daughter, I'd like to know, do I have to give you a...
No, don't,
I don't
give,
want to say
don't
too
give
much.
Me... Yeah,
my
don't,
second
don't
daughter,
tell
I'd like
much.
To know if you can tell me in regard to a long-term relationship, what do you see?
Okay.
I'm not posing that question the way I would like.
Okay.
She's been in a long-term relationship, and I would like to know where you see this relationship and where it will go.
Okay, so has she been in this relationship for a while now?
Yes.
Okay. I just feel like it keeps... What I keep seeing and what I keep feeling is it's like it wants to go somewhere, but it keeps hitting like a brick wall. Does that make any sense to you? It just gets started, and then it feels like it ends, and then it gets started again, and then it ends. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I just feel like that this is not the right relationship for her. I just don't see it going anywhere. I don't know exactly why it's not going anywhere. I just keep feeling like it just keeps hitting a brick wall. I feel like that there is somebody else for her. Does that make any sense to you, or am I off tonight?
Yes, I hear you. They do now have a child. Both are professional,
mm-hmm.
Working people, professional careers. And I'd like to know if you can tell me what you see in regard to her spirit and her happiness.
I feel like that will advance. I feel like that she's a very spiritual person. I don't know if she's really open to that too much, but she's very spiritual. And I feel like in the next few months you're going to start seeing a change in her for a positive way. So I would just, you know, just keep praying about that and just, you know, let spirit move in her life, okay?
Yes.
All right.
I appreciate you very much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in, and so I'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
You know, if you would like to be a part of the program, let's give you the call-in number again. It is 347-327-9316. If you would like to set up a full reading with me, you can go to www.insightswithmichael.net. That's www.insightswithmichael.net. So you can do that. I'm gonna stop for a minute, and we're just gonna pause for a second, and focus. I feel like that there's somebody that's listening to me. Let's just go ahead and do some mediumship stuff really quick here. I feel like you've lost your mother, and it could be the caller that we were just talking to, or it could be someone else. I feel like it's someone else. You lost your mother, and would have been looks like 20 years ago. This is making sense to you. Your mom would have had blonde hair, I don't know how to say this, like not fat, but not skinny either. If this is making sense to you, please call me at 347-327-9316, 347-327-9316. The name Molly mean anything to you, please call me at 347-327-9316. I keep hearing Molly. So if that name makes sense to you, please call me, and let's make a connection. Okay, let's go ahead and go back over to symptoms of spiritual awakening so we're not having dead air. Changes in eating habits, strange cravings, and food choices. The other day, I wanted a baked potato and sauerkraut on top of it. So that was a strange craving that I was just craving. So you could have changes in eating habits. Again, you might not be eating. Again, that's not good. You need fuel right now. The one thing that I would tell you is really watch what you're eating. And a lot of people are changing the choices they used to eat. They're looking more, a lot of people are going more vegetarian. I'm not a vegetarian myself. I have a lot of people that I know that are vegetarians. So you might be leaning that way. There's nothing wrong with that. So, and you might be eating something that you've eaten for years, and then all of a sudden you go, oh, I don't like this anymore. So, food choices, things like that. That's number seven, food intolerances. As you grow more spiritual, you are more sensitive to everything around you. Your body will tell you if it can no longer tolerate, as if it is too slugging off what doesn't, serve anymore. So you might be, the foods that we used to eat, are changing. It's our bodies are changing. The one thing I wanted to tell you a minute ago, and I forgot to mention it, was, that you are a spiritual being housed in a human form. And that human form right now is recalibrating, is what is happening with a lot of us. Our human form, it is changing. There's an old saying, we're changing from the inside to the outside. And so what we need to do is just continue to move forward with our spiritual growth. Let's go ahead and check our switchboard. There's nobody over there, so I'll go ahead and continue talking. Tomorrow we're going to be on – I'm just going to let Spirit talk here for a minute because I think I'm missing, what Spirit wants to do tonight on the program. So we're just going to be quiet for a second. I'm actually going to be quiet for just a little bit. And don't go anywhere. We're still here. But I just don't want to miss what Spirit wants to do. And so let's be quiet for just a second. I think a lot of times, we're trying to fit things in and we're going, okay, I need to do something. And so we're just talking and we're just doing. And I think what Spirit wants us to do more and more is to relax. Have you ever just, you know, a lot of us are meeting our spirit guides for the first time. And it's like any relationship, have you ever just had that nervousness? You know, when I was younger, I remember the first time that I asked a girl to a dance, my hands were sweating and I was shaking. And, you know, and it's like we have to get to know each other. And I think a lot of times we want to go from point A to point Z really fast. And that's within any relationship. I feel like that with anything that we do, you know, I think that a lot of times we're just rushing through. And so we just have to, you know, slow down every once in a while and just take that breath and say, hey, you know what, Spirit, what do you want to do in my life right now? What do you want to work into my life right now? And, you know, it's like with me, you know, in the last year, you know, Spirit has brought a lot of stuff in my life right now to slow me down a little bit and to say, hey, you know, Michael, I need you to slow down and I need you to focus. And a lot of times when we're slowed down, we think it's a bad thing. You know, we think, hey, you know, what is wrong? You know, but a lot of times Spirit just takes us and moves us to the side and say, hey, you know what? I just want to work in your life right now. I want to change some things. I want you to get ready for the future. I want you to get ready for new things to happen in your life. And that's one thing that I feel like that Spirit wants to do tonight in somebody's life is to say, hey, you know what? I love you, and I'm working in your life. I'm working in your situation. You know, I feel like that there is somebody that's thinking about moving. Either you have your house for sale right now or you're thinking about putting your house up for sale. I would wait and put it up for sale. Looks like to me in May would be a better time to put that house up for sale. And so you just need to not be afraid to move forward. So if you would like to set up a full reading with me, you can do that by going to www.insightswithmichael.net. And also, if you haven't been over to www.spiritualtalkradio.net recently, it's changed a little bit. The look of it's changed a little bit. Also gives you a little bit of guidance of what to do when you call into the program. And stuff like that. That site's going to be increasing more and more. Things are going to be added to that. It's just restarting. So, all right. I'm going to be on air tomorrow. I'm trying to think of a time tomorrow that I'm going to be on air. And we'll be on air tomorrow at probably 3 o'clock tomorrow. So you might want to write that down. We'll be on air tomorrow about 3 o'clock. Let's go ahead and take 111. You're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in. Hello? Hello? Okay. I think they're just listening on their phone. They don't want to talk. So, if you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9316. So let's go ahead and try 111 again. They're called back in. Let's see if they want to talk this time. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. We didn't make a connection the first time. I appreciate you calling back. So how can I help?
Yes. Hello. How are you? I'm calling. Yes. Hello?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm actually calling regardless of current situation in my life. I kind of have a thought of moving to another city or going back to my country. For some reason, I have this kind of like thoughts. I don't know where it comes from. And
okay.
I would like to see if you could give me some guidance or is it, I don't know, some insight.
Okay. Could I get your first name, please? Your first name?
Yes. Lyubov.
Okay. I appreciate you calling in. I keep hearing that you're supposed to go home. So that would mean going back to your country. That's what I keep picking up. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like that you're not supposed to have any fear about that. I feel like you have some reservations about that, but I feel like it would be a good trip for you. Earlier I was talking about somebody that was going to move, and this could be you that I was picking up on. Because I do feel like that there's going to be a physical move for you as well, but I don't feel like you're going back to your country, you know, where you came from to live there forever. I just feel like you'll be taking a short trip there. But I do feel like that you're going to be moving to another city, but I wouldn't see that until more towards the end of this year. Okay?
Okay. Yes, makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to 856. You're on air with me here shortly. And as long as my switchboard will cooperate, you're on air. Hi.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey. How are you?
I am good. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I was wondering, I applied for a contract today in northern New Jersey or mid-New Jersey, and it's a six-month contract, but I'm also applying for permanent work in North Carolina, and I was wondering between the two if you're getting a hit on whether I'm going to go to North Carolina or if I'm going to take the six-month contract in New Jersey.
I feel like you're going to North Carolina. That's
what. Do you have any idea when I'm
going to
hear?
Let me see if I can pick that up. Timelines are very tricky for me, but let me see if I can get something on that. Okay. I'm saying 2 weeks. So we're already in April. So I would say about mid-April you should hear something, if not sooner. I mean, like I said, timelines can be very tricky for me. But I would say about mid-April here.
Is it a job I've already applied to or one that I haven't applied to yet?
I feel like it's a job that you haven't applied to yet. I feel like that something is going to open up for you there. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I'm a little worried.
Yeah, well, that's a big leap. I mean, that's a big change. And, I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but I get afraid when I do little changes. You know, if I was, you know, in New Jersey and somebody told me I was going to move to North Carolina, I'd be like, okay, this guy's crazy. I like doing that. Because that's a big, huge move for you. But I feel like there's a lot of opportunities there for you. And I wouldn't let my fear hold me back. You know, I feel like that, you know, you've been held back by your fear before. And what I keep picking up is that this is a new opportunity for you to grow. And I just feel like that, you know, there's just going to be lots of opportunities down there for you. Okay?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, I appreciate you calling in. You have a great evening. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, you too. Bye.
No problem. No problem. If you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9316 if you would like to call in and talk to me. And when you do call in, you do need to push your 1, and that way you'll get on air with me. So, all right. I keep hearing Molly in my head, so if it's making sense to you, please call me at 347-327-9316. I could be off on the name. It's either Molly. No, it's Molly. So if it's making sense to you, 347-327-9316. So, all right, we're going to be going off air here shortly. I know we said a 90-minute show, but I feel like that we're reaching the end of the program tonight. But let's go ahead and just trust Spirit to move in our lives. And you know, I know in my own life there has been opportunities that came, and I've allowed fear to hold me back. And that's one thing that we do sometimes is, you know, it's like, you know, we get this intuition that, you know, we need to talk to somebody or we need to move or stuff like that. And then that little voice comes in and says, oh, my gosh, if you do that, what's going to happen? And that's just fear. That's just your brain talking to you. So, all right. So let's look really quick at another symptom of awakening. You're hearing, you know. You could have problems with hearing. You could have issues with sight. One thing that's been going on with me a lot is I keep seeing these wiggling lines. It's like a fog. And so, you know, you might be having, you know, problems with sight. You might be hearing things, increasing your hearing, decreasing hearing. You know, a lot of things could be going on with you. Enhances of smell. Number nine is skin eruptions, rashes, bumps. I remember a few years ago, I would break out in hives for no apparent reason. Doctors couldn't figure out what was going on with me. And so that could be a sign of awakening. It also could be a sign that you got into poison ivy. So you need to be careful. But a lot of this stuff, you know, it's just spiritual awakening issues and things like that. Let's see. Changes in prayer and meditation. Power surges. All of a sudden, you're heated from head to toe. You know, all of a sudden, you're one moment you're cold and the next moment you're hot. That's a power surge. It's just like, you know, if the lights go out and then the lights come back on, there's a surge of power, and so that could be another sign of awakening. And we're going to be going through these for the next few years as we open up more to spirit, and as spirit begins to talk to us more and more, we're just going to have these signs of awakening. So, all right. We're going to go ahead and close out for the evening. I appreciate you listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We will be back on air tomorrow. I know I said a time a while ago, but now that time, three. My spirit guide told me three. So we'll be on tomorrow at 3 o'clock. That's Central Time. And so that would be 4 o'clock Eastern Time. Mountain Time, that would be 2 o'clock, and on the West Coast, that would be 1 o'clock. So if you would like to join me tomorrow, that would be great, and I would like to get to know you. We'll be on air at different times for a little bit until I find out where we fit, but we're going to be on air tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And just pay attention to our website at www.spiritualtalkradio.net for more information and things like that. So, all right. Okay. It's been a pleasure, and I will talk to you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. All right. One thing that I want to do, we forgot this the other day, and somebody called me on it, and they go, oh, you didn't say that. And what we normally say is you be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. But we're not going to close out quite yet because the call just came in, and I feel like we're supposed to take it. So 843, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
Well, I got offered a job, a position to relocate to Ohio, and I'm wondering, will I actually get it, and will the move be good for me? Because I'm kind of stressing out about a little bit.
Yeah, I could totally understand. Anytime that, you know, you're relocating, it's like, you know, what am I going to do? I don't know anybody there. And so that's a nerve-wracking thing. I feel like you're going to get the job, to answer your question. I feel like that this is going to be a good opportunity for you. Again, I wouldn't let my fear, you know, stop me from moving forward. I just feel like that there needs to be a change. I feel like right now where you are, you feel stagnated, or you feel stuck a little bit. And so what I feel like is spirit saying, hey, you know what, I'm going to give you new opportunities. You're going to meet new people. And I feel like it's a good thing for you. So I would go ahead, and when they offer you the job, I would go ahead and accept it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're all welcome. Right. All right. All right. Bye. You have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. If you would like to, you know, the other thing I want to mention really quick, if you would like to make a donation to this program, it costs money for us to be on air. And so like we are right now, and we've had a free account and it just doesn't work for us. So if you would like to make a donation to this program, you can do that by going to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Go all the way to the bottom of that page. There's a video on that page, and it's right underneath the video. And you click the donation button and make a donation of any amount would help. You know, do what you can. I don't ask you to, you know, to give millions of dollars. If you have millions of dollars and you want to donate, that would be awesome. But, you know, if you don't have that, any amount would be, you know, helpful. So, all right. I appreciate it. All right. We're going to go ahead and say goodnight to you. And like I said, I'll be on air tomorrow. And then we'll be back on air again some other day. So we're still figuring out when we're going to fit and stuff like that. So, all right. Have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye, guys.
I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
Turn it.